Hi, my name is Tony. I am a shy and introverted kid, and I created this podcast with some help and encouragement from my dad. The goal is for me to break out of my shell and become more comfortable with people. Being someone who never stops talking like my stepsister isn't the best either, but I plan to get somewhere in the middle. It's important to be a good listener, but also to be heard when you have something to say. Every 2 weeks, possibly more often, I'll interview someone on this show who I think has an interesting story to tell. I hope you enjoy coming along on this journey with me. Hi, my name is Tony. It's New Year's Eve 2014, and this is the first show of my new podcast. My special guest today is my dad. Say hi.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me. I'm very nervous right now, but I think this is gonna go great.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
When you think back to when you were my age, what was the best thing that you ever did?
Wow, that's a good question. So when I was your age, let's see, I was in junior high school, which you're in junior high, you're in middle school. And what did I do? Man, I hung around with my best friend, Chris. I remember we used to ride our bikes all the time. And we used to go to the mall and play in the arcade. They don't have too many arcades anymore, but when I was a kid, when I was your age, arcades were really big. We used to get bunches of quarters and go play video games until we ran out of money and had to get back home again.
And how did you like school?
Actually, school, I didn't like school really at all. I think some of the subjects I liked, I really liked science. And I liked language arts, and I liked, well, I didn't really like social studies, but I didn't find it too difficult. I just hated remembering stuff. And I didn't have a great time in school because I was picked on a lot when I was your age. I was bullied quite a bit, and that really wasn't fun.
Changing the topic, did you ever like a musical instrument?
Oh. Nice question. Actually, you know what? When I was in junior high school, we had to take music. It wasn't like it became an option later on, but for the first, I think, 2 years, we had to take it, or maybe it was just 1 year. And I really, really wanted to play clarinet, but they wouldn't let you start off with, or sorry, not clarinet, saxophone. I wanted to play saxophone, but they wouldn't let you start off with saxophone. They made you start off with clarinet. And I actually didn't mind the clarinet, but I really wanted to play the saxophone. But my friend, Chris, he disliked the clarinet. He disliked music completely, and he didn't want to have anything to do with music. And he kind of influenced me, and he made me kind of stop doing music. And it's kind of a bit of a regret, actually, because when I see somebody who can play an instrument really well, I'm actually kind of envious of them. I kind of wish that I could play. And in my later years, I tried some stuff. Like, I tried guitar. I have, like, an electric guitar and an acoustic guitar, and I really don't know how to play them. I can sort of play Stairway to Heaven, but that's about it.
Were there any lessons that you wanted to take for any specific instrument?
Yeah, I think definitely I think that saxophone is still something that I've really, really want to do. And I'm pretty sure that it's kind of like on my bucket list. They say, you know, I don't know if you've heard of the term bucket list, but that it's a list of things that you want to do before you kick the bucket, you know, before you die. On my bucket list would be to play clarinet, so, or to play saxophone. So I'll probably when life slows down a bit, I'll probably take some saxophone lessons and pursue that, I think.
So later in your life, did you ever take a vacation?
Yeah, I had, I had quite a few business vacations. We kind of, we went on various business trips with different places that I worked. So I've been to like Las Vegas, and I've been to San Francisco, and I've been to Anaheim, Los Angeles, Hollywood, those sorts of places. But I've never been to Europe, and I'd love to go to Europe. But I have been to Maui twice. Once was with you guys. We went to Maui. That was really awesome. And I've been to BC, and I've been to actually to BC quite a bit. I've been to Vancouver because of scuba diving. I've gone to the West Coast to dive quite a bit. I really enjoy scuba diving.
What was your favorite place to scuba dive?
Good question. There's a couple places that I really enjoyed. One place I'd only been to once, and it's called the Rendezvous Lodge, and it's actually a hotel, like a lodge hotel, that they built right into the side of a mountain, and you can only get there by boat. There's no roads or anything, because it's literally on the side of a mountain. And went there with a group of people, and we dove some of the most beautiful ocean dive sites on the West Coast. It was called the Broken Islands in Puget Sound or something like that, Sunshine Coast. I think it was called the Sunshine Coast. And amazing dive sites, walls, underwater walls, and pinnacles, and actually we did a night dive off the shore, right just where the boat docks at the hotel, so at the lodge. So I really enjoyed that. Night diving is a lot of fun.
Would you prefer night diving or day diving?
When you're actually under the water, night diving is really fun. But I think if I had a choice, probably pick daytime diving, because when you get out of the water at nighttime, it's really, really difficult. There's so much like gear and stuff that you have to deal with, and when it's pitch black and you can't see anything, it's really difficult to take your gear off. And in the daytime, you don't have that problem. You can see everything.
What was your most favorite thing that you've ever seen underwater?
Oh, that's easy. One time I went diving with actually the guy who was my instructor. His name's Brent. And Brent is got this amazing talent for finding octopus and wolf eels. And when I got to be his dive buddy, we went down and found like at least five or six octopus on the various dives that we did. And that was really, really cool. Octopus are amazing creatures. They have like personalities, and they're like dogs. They have like personality and character. They're just amazing creatures. And I had this really cheap disposable underwater camera, and we came upon this one octopus, and I kind of stuck my camera into the crack and took a picture, and I actually got a good picture of this octopus that was all squished up into this crack. He looked like he was sleeping or something, but it was pretty cool, because nobody would believe that we kept seeing octopus, because they never saw anything. So it was kind of funny.
So what makes you happy?
What makes me happy? My family, my little rugrats. I like scuba diving. I like photography. I like video games and computers. And food makes me happy if it's food I like. I like sunshine and going for walks, and I like a lot of things. A lot of things make me happy, but spending time with my family happens to be one of the best.
And what's your favorite food?
Food. Chili, I think. Chili or maybe pizza. Probably chili. I think me and you boys made an awesome pot of chili the other day. That was really, really good.
Have you ever had any pets?
Yeah, I've had so many different pets. I had fish. I've had cockatiel. I've had several different types of lizards. I had a dog and a cat. And I think the coolest pet I ever had was my cockatoo. His name was Polito, which is Spanish for little chicken. And he looked like a little chicken. He was white and he had a yellow kind of crown on his head. I assume you remember Polito. But yeah, the only thing is he was so loud. And he got to be a little bit of a pain because he wasn't very happy with everybody in the family. He only liked me. And that caused some problems. So we ended up selling him to a nice lady who lived on a acreage outside of Calgary, and she and him became really, really close, and he's living a very happy, full life now. So that's good. But I do miss him.
Out of all the pets that you've had, which is your favorite?
I'd have to say between Polito the cockatoo and my dog. His name was Dutch, and he was a lab collie cross, and he was a lot of fun. I really, really enjoyed going for walks with him, and he was kind of cool because he would always listen to me whenever I felt like talking, and never complained. I mean, he whined a lot, but he always wanted something. But he was a cool dog.
And what's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal? Sharks. Sharks, yeah. I think there's a whole story behind, or not a story, but there's a whole discussion about sharks. But they're endangered, and people misunderstand them and treat them disrespectfully, especially the long lining and illegal fishing of sharks for their fins is disgraceful and really turns my stomach. I would rather that they be more respected, and I think it's hopefully with the conservational people out there that are trying to make a difference, hopefully people will stop harvesting sharks just for their fins and some of the species that are close to extinction will have a chance to, you know, repopulate and stuff.
Okay, so what was your favorite job that you ever had?
Oh, that's a good one. I kind of like my current job. I work at the City of Calgary in the assessment. I'm a project manager. And then probably equal or close to that was when I worked at the airport, at the Calgary International Airport. I was on in a project management office where we were building the new international terminal building at the airport, and I really liked that job. It was so interesting. We were responsible for all the technology and everything in the new building. And so I learned a lot about fiber optic cable and comm rooms and fire suppression systems and visual displays for flight information. And it was a very, very exciting job. And I even got to wear a hard hat and steel toe boots and go out on the site where they were actually constructing the building and walk around and make sure everything was happening the way it was supposed to happen. That was really, really cool. And then I used to work construction with my dad when I was young. Actually, when I was 14, I started working construction with my dad, and I worked with him for many years. And we used to fight a lot, but it was a good job. And I actually do miss some of it, like on the nice warm days. It was a lot of fun to be outside and getting a tan and, you know, hammering stakes and shoveling and stuff like that, some of that. And I used to drive a bobcat, which was fun. I really enjoyed that. But I don't really miss that job. I just miss some of the aspects of it. Construction is really hard work.
What is the hardest thing that you have ever done in your entire life?
Wow. That's an intriguing question, isn't it? The hardest thing I've ever done in my life. Probably would have something to do with kids. Yeah, I think being a dad is a hard job, because we have to look after you kids and make sure that you're doing things right and learning what's right and what's wrong and trying to make you the best that you can be and make sure that we are able to support you and provide you with everything you need to grow up healthy and strong and happy. Yeah, it's a tough job, but I love it and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
What changes would you like to see in the world?
Besides saving sharks and whales and dolphins and rhinos and elephants, I think that I'd like to see mankind learn more respect for each other and for the environment. I think that people are very, very quick to judge and justify things that they're doing when deep down inside they know they're wrong. I think that being honest and working hard but working smart and being good to your neighbor and trying to be the best that you can be is what everybody's goal should be in life. And, you know, trying to worry about how you can be better than somebody else should be the last thing on your mind. And yeah, I think that's what I would change. I would like to make people more respectful of their world around them, including people.
What is your favorite TV show?
Oh, that's easy. I like The Walking Dead, even though you won't watch it with me because you're chicken. Yes, I love The Walking Dead. I think it's an amazing show. I also like Doctor Who. I like CSI, the original one, not the silly Miami one. I also like Big Bang Theory and Modern Family, and there's a newer show out called that island, the one about the island, Oak Island. It's about Oak Island where they're trying to find this buried treasure 140 feet down, and it's got ties to ancient history. It's very, very fascinating. And I, of course, like watching Whale Wars with you guys. That's a really exciting show, too.
Okay, so I think that is going to be the end of the show. Thank you, Dad, for joining me. And would you like to say anything before we end?
Yeah, I think I'm super, super proud of you for taking on this show and trying to work through some of the things that you want to improve in yourself, and that makes me very happy. And I look forward to hearing your next show when you interview somebody else who's not me. That's going to be kind of cool. So good on you, bud.
Okay, thank you for listening to this show, and I will be back in 2 weeks for another episode.
Bye.